You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available now on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. It's your chance to secure tickets to all 2015 Cleveland Browns home games this year, including key matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Titans. Tickets will go fast. To secure tickets today, visit clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Zagura and Wilhelm here. We're going to go back to phone lines. We've got Mike on a cell with us. What's up, Mike?
Mike, what up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah,
doing, man?
What's going on? All right. I just want to say a few things. One, I'm glad to see Terrence West go. I really think Isaiah Crowell earned the job, and I think, you know, a lot of teams do running back by committee, but I feel like we would be better with just Crowell and sprinkling in a little Duke Johnson. I didn't think Terrence West was right for this team, so I was glad to see him go. The other thing is I was surprised that we got Austin Davis. I mean, I looked at his numbers from last year. He started
not bad.
Eight games. 2,000 yards in eight games. If you multiply that by two, that's a 4,000-yard year. I remember when he played against us in the preseason, I was impressed with him. So, you know, I definitely think that was an upgrade. And, you know what, all the pessimism I hear from the national media and from people calling the show, this is supposed to be a great time. You know, we haven't played a game yet. We're going into week one. We're pumped. You know, the Buckeyes looked good last night. I don't want to hear all the pessimism. So I'm excited for the season to start. You know, sky's the limit.
Me too. Nothing's happened yet. Right. And to be honest about it, I don't remember the last time we came out of the quote-unquote tune-up preseason game where it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good against the Buccaneers.
It did.
So hopefully you can carry that through to the regular season. That's the last time we saw those guys. I appreciate the call. Thought some good stuff there. I ultimately all along thought, and I said this so I can feel very comfortable reiterating it, that this was going to be a two-back running back team. There was going to be a starter and a primary ball carrier, and then there was going to be Duke Johnson. Now, because of his injury, you're not going to have that. But the fact that West isn't here, I thought whoever lost between West and Crowell wasn't really going to touch the ball much.
I agree.
They wanted a primary guy. They've said it from the head coach to the offensive coordinator to the running back coach. They wanted a lead guy. They wanted Duke to be that pass-catching competent. Like, think Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, or Stephen Ridley in his heyday with Sugar Shane for the Patriots. That's what they wanted. So who's going to be that role? Right now, without Duke Johnson, you don't have another Duke Johnson guy.
You don't.
But Sean Drone's going to come up. He carried the ball well. He can catch the ball a little bit. So I think that that's what you're going to see in week one. But ultimately, I think this is a team that's going to want to have, when Glenn Winston's healthy, he'll probably come in and be that backup running back, a guy that they like a lot. Glenn Winston will come back. He'll back up Crow, and Duke Johnson will be there to be the Duke Johnson role. But I think ultimately that's how it transitions. You keep a young guy in Glenn Winston, ultimately, and then Sean Drone, unless he plays so well that you have to keep him, goes his way.
Yeah, that's so true. And the one thing that's very frustrating to me, and again, if I could get inside the head of Coach Pettine and Ray Farmer, is I believe Duke Johnson was like penned in, not penciled in, but penned in for that role on third down, the pass catcher, just based on what we saw at OTAs and minicamp, and that was a given, and that we consistently hear about the portion of the playbook that's just for him. But I think what's hindered this running back room and this offense in some cases a little bit is I believe there's some disappointment associated with Duke Johnson developing as a runner as well in this system, so that he could be not only the pass catcher
could
or the third
the
down
guy.
Back, he could be the number two back, the accent to Isaiah Crowell, where Crowell was, you know, the one cut runner, physical guy that can take a brunt of the carries. But then you got your changeup guy, and everybody knew that West wasn't it, you know, and you wanted Duke Johnson to be that guy. And yes, he has to learn the NFL game as a runner, but he's going to succeed in the pass game initially. But he's lost all that development because you couldn't feed him the carries in the preseason because of the injured hamstring and now the concussion, which has been got to be very frustrating, that it's forcing you to kind of like juggle this room now, make the deal that you did with Terrence West. You got Sean Drone on the practice squad, move him up, sign another runner. What are you really going to do? I think if Duke Johnson were healthy, we wouldn't have this situation at all.
You are correct. We wouldn't have this, and I don't think people would be too worried about it either. Let's go right now to Jim in Akron.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jim?
What's up?
Hey, I'm going to give you some reasons why I think Ray Farmer should be fired, and I want you to tell me why I'm wrong, okay?
Okay,
he turned Odell Beckham Jr. and Derek Carr into Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel. Okay, right there is enough for me, but I got more. Okay, he's texting from the booth.
Like Carr better than Teddy?
Yes, I do, because he's 6'5 and has a chance. He fits our division, which the Browns don't fit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a cannon arm.
Derek Carr's 21. Only 6'2, but that's okay.
Okay, well, did he throw 21 touchdowns on a team with no weapons last year?
I like Derek Carr. That's fine. I just would have thought
Teddy
Bridgewater.
Okay, but I'm saying that's what we got. We got Johnny and Gilbert instead.
Correct.
Okay, he didn't pick up a punt returner when we had the worst punt return game in the NFL. Okay, he cuts Charles Johnson. There's so many. I can't even put them in order.
Punt returner, did you feel bad about the punt return game this year? I mean, it looked pretty good to me, Travis Benjamin being back to being one of the best in the league this year. People are going to not necessarily hit on all the picks, but I thought ultimately his first round last year in getting another first rounder was smart, going from 4 to 9. Then he trades up to get Justin Gilbert. Okay, that thus far has not panned out. I think with a lot of teams' drafts, you could go back and say, well, you could have taken this guy or you could have taken that guy. I think, would you have wanted the first round to go better than it did last year? Yeah, you've made 4 picks in the first round in the last 2 seasons. One of them is going to play for you in week 1 this year.
Well, how about we do this really fast before we get back to the phone calls? Is pull up last year's first round. And again, this is to in some cases, edify what's going to be a resounding point made by these callers on last year's first round is how many of the 32 picks last year are starting for their team in the National Football League right now?
Well, we could go through that. I'll pull it up
It's got to be 25 plus.
It's a higher number than we would like it to be.
I know. And I mean, I'm not doing this to be negative because you know that's not me.
Yeah.
I'm doing it to prove a point. To let everybody know that we understand, you know.
I get it. I would have wanted the first round to go better last year. And, you know, I want to see Cam Irving making an early contribution because I know that there were players that could have made early contributions on that team. All right, so here we go. First round last year, Jadeveon Clowney, starter, yes. Greg Robinson for the Rams.
Yes.
Bortles, yes. Watkins, yes. Khalil Mack, yes. Jake Matthews, yes. Mike Evans, yes. Justin Gilbert is the first one who's not. Anthony Barr, yes. Eric Ebron, kind of, but he's been a disappointment. Taylor Lewan, yes. Odell Beckham Jr., yes. Aaron Donald, yes. Fuller, yes. Shazier, yes. Martin, yes. Mosley, yes. Pryor, yes. Jawan James for the Miami Dolphins. I'd have to look at their depth chart to know. Offensive tackle. Brandon Cooks, yes. Haha Clinton Dix, yes. Johnny Manziel, no. So right now, of the first 22, we know of 2 for sure who are not, and there are 2 questionables.
Okay.
So that's out of 4.
18
that's
out of 4. 18 for sure.
Out of 22.
Out of 22.
And the 2 are that are not are the Browns. D. Ford with Kansas City, situationally, yes. Darquez Dennard wasn't starting last year, but I would imagine he's probably – I don't know. I'd have to look at the depth chart. Jason Verrett, yes. Marcus Smith, I believe, yes, with the Eagles. Deion Buchanan, I would have to look at their depth chart. Kelvin Benjamin, injured, but yes. Dominic Easley, yes. Jimmy Ward, yes. Bradley Roby, he's at least a nickel there, so I would say yes. Teddy, yes. So there it is. So maybe there's 5 or 6 that we're not 100%
sure on. About 25 to 27.
Yes, and it could be higher than that if those yeses, those maybes are all yeses. Yeah, that's the issue. When you want to take issues with things, it's the fact that you have had 4 first-round picks. One of them is going to play meaningful minutes for you in week 1 of this team on a team that needs talent. You've drafted 4 skill position players in the first 4 rounds of the drafts the last 2 years. None of them will play meaningful snaps for you.
Right, and that's the point, the resounding point that I make time and time again, why I believe a Cleveland Browns fan can be satisfied in some cases by getting something right. You know, and that's a winning football season, winning games. If you feel like you have a viable notion that we're getting quality talent in the first 3 rounds of a draft and they're contributing to help you win games both now and into the future, you're happy as a clam. And I think where the frustration lies is 27 teams got it right and essentially 5 got it wrong and we did it twice. That's where the frustration lies when everyone around us, picking before us and after us, have a contributor as a rookie, if not a starter as a rookie, but a starter in their second year, and we're outside looking in with 2 guys not really contributing to any wins. And that's why, to go back to my point, I'm not overly concerned with Johnny Manziel. I'm not overly concerned with Justin Gilbert right now because, as I mentioned, the players in the locker room don't care.
No.
If you're not contributing to help us get victories on Sunday.
And the talent is better on this team than it was a year ago. I don't think that's even up for debate. The issue is it could be that much better.
Yes.
If those guys are playing at
and
the level
questions.
That you want it to be.
You have right. less questions walking into the season. You have less questions going into next year. It allows you to take your resources and point them in a different direction.
You don't need $7 million on Tremont Williams right. because you have Justin Gilbert starting for you
Correct.
At corner. You don't.
Or if you took a wide receiver, you don't have $9 million tied up in Dwayne Bowe. You can get an accent receiver in Brian Hartline, paying him the $3-5 million he's getting paid. You've got undrafted free agent Taylor Gabriel. You know,
sure.
you got Andrew Hawkins under contract for another year. But you've got your guy. You got your stud.
Right.
And all the pieces around him.
You got right. And I think that's where that frustration to me is valid. I think the frustration that isn't valid is to say that overall you didn't add contributors to this team last year in the draft and this year. We'll find out this year. We haven't even played a game yet. You'd think that we've played a bunch of games and it's already been a big failure, but you want to see, and hopefully you did. I think last year, again, the class that you look at second-year players who are slated, this is where, to me, at least it's okay. So the depth chart was just released today by the Browns. And again, it's an unofficial depth chart, but the unofficial depth chart was released by the Cleveland Browns today as they get ready for week one against the Jets. And if you look at the unofficial depth chart of your Cleveland Browns, listed amongst this team as starters, guys who were drafted or undrafted, but rookies who were added a year ago, Isaiah Crowell is there, and then counting this year's class as well, Isaiah Crowell, Malcolm Johnson, Danny Shelton, Christian Kirksey, Kaywan Williams. Taylor Gabriel's listed as second string. So between, and then you got Cam Irving as second string, Duke Johnson, John, whatever. But you've got contributors, at least in last year's draft class, your contributors are Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio on offense, Joel Bitonio, Isaiah Crowell, Taylor Gabriel. Three guys who are expected to contribute this year. Your starting running back and your starting guard.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be one of the better guards in the NFL. On defense, it's Chris Kirksey, who's there from last year. It's Kaywan Williams, who's right. starting for you at your nickel. And then, you know, Pierre Desir hopefully will play a role for this team, Justin Gilbert. And then you add in this year's rookie. So the talent was there. What the frustration lies in is that last year Terrence West was your leading rusher. He is now gone.
Yep.
Your first-round pick, Justin Gilbert, not a starter. Your first-round pick, Johnny Manziel, not a starter. Your first-round pick, Cam Irving. I think some people are frustrated. Cam Irving is not a starter.
Yeah.
So there, I get the frustration. I think what this team needs to do is go out and win some football games and take advantage of this early schedule that looks favorable and go out there and take care of business.
Yeah.
From their standpoint, nothing has changed from the very good performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
If our offensive line plays well and we're winning football games, you have no concern that Cam Irving is in a developmental spot and a swing player along your offensive line. It's more of a security issue than anything.
No, but people would probably say I would rather have then either if he is not a necessity in the first round, move back in
sure.
the first round, acquire another asset, and draft a Nelson Agholor or draft Cam Irving later in the first round, picking up another asset for somebody who could maybe be something for your team. You could have moved back, perhaps gotten an early second, and then all of a sudden you go and you maybe you snag a Doriel Green Beckham.
Yeah.
So you have that.
Or Devin Funchess or something like that.
Right. So I think that is where it comes in. Now, I'm interested to see, you and I were talking about it, and with Jim, you know, when we were talking about how to get the numbers right with Jim Dre, I wonder if they're going to run a lot of that jumbo. I wonder if we're going to see a lot of six offensive linemen for this team. You say you're going to run the ball. You drafted Cam Irving. Do we see that? Would you feel better about that if that becomes, it's obviously not your base formation, but if that's something where he's playing 10 snaps or so a game and you're averaging 5 yards a carry when he's on the field, or you hit a couple big plays off play action because teams are so sold out on the run as soon as he comes on as that sixth lineman, then you're a little bit happier. But I get it. All I want is this team to win football games.
Yeah.
So I get it. You want, I believe
it's easy for everybody. We win football games.
Talent has been added. The roster is better, but I get the frustration over the fact it could be even better than that. If it were Odell Beckham and Teddy Bridgewater, right now it seems like that would be, it's very difficult to argue that wouldn't be a better situation for you given those the allocation of those assets. 216-578-0850, Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.